It's February, day one. Now, before I get on to today's topic, I want to say two thank yous. The first is to Ern, who used to run February, still running Audio Mo. You've done a grand job, sir, in the past, and well done. And I can understand why you've had to knock it on the head. Running these sort of things is no easy task because you can't please everyone. And I know the last Audio Mo there was some hassle with a certain person, but it just makes you think, you know, you do these things because you want to do something nice and you get crap thrown at you. So I can understand why. And also, it, you know, it takes a lot to run it, a lot of time. So thanks to Ern. And second thanks goes to Sassy Cat for taking over the reins. Is that right? Yeah, taking over the reins of February. And well done, Sassy. Thank you for stepping up and thank you for taking over. Good luck and keep your head above the water. Don't let anyone who moans at you get on your nerves. Sod them. Just do it for the reason you're doing it, which is to do something nice and something that we can all join in with. So, today's topic is about apps that you use. So, I've picked, as you will see from the picture with the boo, just 8 apps. So, Dropbox for work, really. I couldn't do without Dropbox. All my clients send me my work, more or less, via Dropbox. And it's just great to be able to share things between my PC, my phone, clients, just at the drop of a hat. Couldn't do it without it. The Apple Podcast app, because for ages, they really screwed that app up. It just didn't do anything useful. It didn't pick up from where it had left off playing before. And I just used to download all my podcasts through RSS and then just copy them onto a MP3 player that I used at the time. And then that died. And then I had to go over to iTunes for my podcasts. But because their app was so crap, I used to download them all and then put them in as other audio, basically, into just iTunes and play them in the iPhone. But then the last release of the podcast app, they actually got it right and it works again. It's probably the app that I use the most regularly, or for the longest length of time, probably would be a better way, because I currently subscribe to 28 podcasts. And I listen to all of them, but that's because I love audio. What have we got next? Skype. I seriously think Skype is amazing. For one reason, because it keeps me in touch with so many of my friends around the world. For nothing. It's brilliant. Voice over IP is just a game changer, isn't it? It's amazing. It's fantastic. And anyone can do it. My stepdad, before he died, for 2-3 years before he died, he just, I think every 2 or 3 days would be on Skype to his brother in France. He loved it. So I think it's a brilliant tool. And it makes the world a smaller place. They can have that for their advert if they want. Audio Boom. However much people moan about the changes or versions or whatever, at the end of the day, it's this app that's, I would imagine, most of the people who are taking part in February. I think most of the people have probably been brought together because of Audio Boom. And I can't fault them. They've backed the Bletchley Park podcast from the very beginning. They've been brilliant support to us. Next, Zoom Handy Record. So it's a little recording app, similar to, I suppose, like your voice memo you get on iPhones. But it's more controllable and it records in labs as well. If I haven't got one of my recorders with me, then that's just handy to have that and record onto that. I used to use something called Recorder Pro, which I actually bought. And then it started screwing up and it would drop out for like half a second or something. You'll just stop recording and carry on. And you get it jumps in it and it just pointless. That's not a recording app. That's shit. Next, we've got PicShop, which is a little, what do you call it? Like a photo manipulation app. I can't remember who put me onto this. It might have been Documentally. I'm not entirely sure. or it might have been Gordon, who's 125F8. Can't remember which one, but it's it does everything that sort of Instagram does. So you've got your filters and your, you know, vignettes and things like that. So yeah, I use that a lot for After Effects on photos. So I like the border around these pictures, actually. The last useful app I'm going to include is something called 36, which I was definitely told about by Documentally. It's a camera app, but what it does, it makes you take your photos as if you've got a roll of film. So you can't go back and retake a picture. It literally gives you it, so you end up in the end with a contact sheet like you used to get with 36 pictures on. And it makes you think about each picture you're taking. So if you're, for example, I went into Block D at Bletchley Park, which is not open to the public. It's pretty derelict and run down, and I wanted to go in there and take a load of photos. So went in there, and it made me think about each of those photos I was taking and really constructing the photo and deciding whether that was a useful photo to go in. You know, it makes you think more about taking pictures like you would have when you had film. The last app I'm going to include is the BBC News app. And the only reason being, it used to be, up until last week, my go-to app for getting my news from. It's really simple, easy to understand, easy to use, really clear, worked brilliantly. And then last week, they released a new version of it. I don't think Emperor's New Clothes would do it justice. It's style over content now. They've really screwed up the UI on it. And quite frankly, I think it's just unusable now. So that has to go on there. But unfortunately, as an app that was very good, but it is now crap. So there you go. There's a little selection for you. Bye.